In New Zealand, the country's most important cut of cloth is at the center of a nationwide debate. New Zealand's flag has long been criticized by some as a symbol of British colonialism. The UK's Union Jack remains in the flag's upper left-hand corner. But it was only this year that Prime Minister John Key proposed a referendum to change it. Tim Watkin, journalist and founder of the politics and culture blog Pundit, is on the line with us now from Auckland, New Zealand, to tell us more. Hello there, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Now, tell us what the objections might be to having the Union Jack. After all, it's been there a long time. What's wrong with having a bit of it on the flag?
It has. It's been there over 100 years, but it was appropriate to a time and place. Back in the 1800s, it gave us an identity and a sense of loyalty that applied to a young colonial country that had a small population at the bottom of the world and was very much a colony of Britain. Very different country today. We're part of the Asia-Pacific region now. We trade mostly with China, Australia and the US. We simply don't have those ties to the old country as we used to, and it's always felt inevitable that at some point we take that symbol away and say, hey, we're independent, we're new, we're fresh, we're a different country now.
But there must be, Tim, after all this time, older people who would like to keep the flag.
It is largely an age distinction. There are younger people who think that our geography has now trumped our history. Where we are in the world is more relevant than the ties we used to have. But for an older generation, those ties are really important, especially when it comes to war. And World War One and World War Two, New Zealand lost more soldiers per head of population than most countries in the world. And they died and served under that flag.
Well, what are some of the alternatives that have been proposed?
The Prime Minister, John Key, here is a big fan of the silver fern. We have a symbol that we use on our sporting outfits and a lot of our major teams, which is literally a plant, a wee fern plant, on a black background. For others, though, that's a bit too much like a brand or a logo than really a sovereign flag. There are artists who have come up with different designs of white skies, and because New Zealand's also known as Aotearoa in Māori, the land of the long white cloud. There are Māori independent, the native people here have independent flags that are talked about, so quite a lot of options on the table to be debated.
Who gets to choose?
The first step now, the way that it's being proposed, is that a working party of politicians wait until some of the more sensitive anniversaries around World War One are out of the way in the next year or two, and then they come up with a referendum process, which is probably two steps. First, we decide whether we want to change or not, and then if we do want to change, what we would change it to. So there'll be a lot of debate in the next couple of years, you can be sure.
Speaking with us from Auckland is journalist Tim Watkin. Tim, thank you so very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Great to talk to you.